We're on the line now. I have Gerry O'Connor from the Immigrant Council of Ireland. Good afternoon, Gerry. How are you?
Good afternoon.
Okay, we know there's been things going on, as racism going on, but is this a worrying development with the increase?
It is very worrying. I mean, since the start of this year, we've recorded a 114% increase in the first 6 months of the year in the number of racist incidents being reported to us at stopracism@immigrantcouncil.ie. Mm-hmm. In fact, as we speak, there is actually racist graffiti this morning outside the citizenship ceremonies which are taking place at the Dublin Convention Centre, which has the potential to ruin the day for 3,800 people who are making the ultimate commitment to Ireland and their families.
It sounds to me like it's some kind of organised thing then, if when things like that happen.
Certainly if we look at, you know, this morning's graffiti, I mean, we are seeing a pattern now where, albeit a small group of people, are now brazen enough to regularly place racist graffiti on very high-profile locations in central Dublin. And that is very worrying. It's very worrying, the fact that they believe they will get away with it, and the fact that there has been no prosecutions. It shows that they have gotten away with it up until now. But I suppose far more serious than any property damage and, you know, the offence that we all get when we see this racist graffiti,
yes,
we should bear in mind that, you know, that 1 in 10 of the cases reported to us do actually involve physical violence. So it is a case of someone, you know, being at the receiving end of a punch, a kick, or, you know, some other form of violence. So, I mean, that is very serious indeed.
And is that the way it's developing now? Is that the way it's manifesting itself more now than before, rather than the written or the
the increase in cases that we're seeing coming forward to us, it's probably a combination of two things. We've always believed, and research we carried out 2 years ago showed, that victims of racism were actually very reluctant to come forward. What happened, because they're from a migrant background and they may not be familiar with the Gardaí or indeed with the Irish government, and they come from countries, you know, where there may be a history of communism or dictatorship and corruption, they have a lack of trust with police forces. So what we have been doing over the past 12 months is trying to encourage people to come forward. I mean, we're not saying the fact there's been a 114% increase is good news, but, you know, we do believe that, you know, it's more a case of people coming forward rather than there's been a sudden surge in racism.
It's always been there, but people are getting more courageous and coming forward.
That's right. And I mean, unfortunately, whether you're a victim of it or whether you're a witness, you know, if you stay silent, you allow that complacency, which allows racism and hate messages to breed.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, what we would appeal to your listeners, you know, even if they haven't been a victim, but if they see or witness racism, you know, they should let us know at stopracism@immigrantcouncil.ie. Of course, if it's a serious incident, the first thing they should do in any case is to inform the Gardaí.
Okay. Sports Against Racism have been a great job. I was involved with them for a while, many years ago, and doing a great job across the board there.
Absolutely. I mean, when you talk about the figures, it's very easy to get very negative and get very depressed. But, you know, we have to recognise there is tremendous work going on right across Dublin. Sports Against Racism and the sporting organisations are doing great work. In particular, the people who come to mind are the GAA and the FAI, who are doing tremendous work in this area. Also, our schools are doing tremendous work. And for the past 2 years now, we've partnered with the public transport providers in Dublin, primarily the operators of the Lewis, the operators of the Dart, Éireann Ród Éireann, and Dublin Bus, who've given us free space on their fleets to actually advertise our email address and our reporting system. So, I mean, there is great work going on, and let's be honest, the vast majority of people in Dublin reject racism. It is the small group, some of them with a political agenda, who are trying to stir up trouble and trying to stir up hatred.
Mm-hmm. Now, I would notice the reason I'm talking about Sports Against Racism, because in a big crowd, the person who it's been aimed at will hear it. The people close to the person who's sending it out will hear it, and they obviously sometimes do nothing about it. But is there any other areas where it's quite prominent, like is it on transport systems or whatever?
We do. I mean, if you look at the Children's Ombudsman had her report out earlier this week. This was the case, as your listeners may recall, of the two children removed wrongfully from Roma families.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and she found in one of those cases there was ethnic or racial profiling. So even the government and its various agencies themselves need to brush up on their training and their awareness. You know, the agents of the state can be as guilty of discrimination as anyone else. We have, I referred to, you know, and great work has been done in terms of the citizenship ceremonies. And for the most, I mean, it's not only a good day for the people involved, it's a good day for all of us. These are people who want to come, they call Ireland home, they want to make a commitment to Ireland, they want to contribute to the economic recovery here in Dublin, they want to play their part. And it's a good news story for everyone. But having said that, unfortunately today, someone during the course of the night scrawled huge graffiti in front of the venue. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it is important that, you know, in all aspects of Irish life, that we send out the strong message, there is no acceptable level of racism. We do have, and we're, a lot of cases we get actually refer to, you know, people coming back into the country through Dublin Airport. We do have a situation where immigration staff at Dublin Airport have not been properly trained. Mm-hmm. And even though people have become Irish citizens, immigration staff have on several occasions asked people to produce another passport in addition to their Irish passport, when there's no legal requirement for that at all.
Okay. Now, I mentioned the sport earlier. I suppose, as well as people being aware of it and organisations and everybody being aware of it, but it's the reaction sometimes that is as important as someone reporting it, when it is finally, when they see an action being taken.
There is, and I suppose, yeah, the sense of encouragement we all take is that, you know, when, be it at a high-profile international game, or whether it's, you know, a school-level league in North Dublin, mm-hmm. that, you know, when a racial slur is shouted out or an act of racism occurs, you actually see the fans and the other players. It's not just the victim is offended, we're all offended.
Yes, yeah.
And, you know, and people are sending out the strong message that they find this completely unacceptable in their communities in the north side of Dublin and right across Dublin and indeed right across Ireland.
Okay, I was you quote in your newsletter about a schoolboy in Cork who did take a stand, and they were the one that was fined. That's what I was talking about, the importance of the reaction.
Every organisation, you know, should be constantly looking at its rules and its structures and, you know, seeing, you know, are they fit for purpose? Are they sending out the message that racism will not be tolerated? So every membership organisation in the country should be constantly reviewing its laws and its rules and making sure that they are up to speed and that the victim is not re-victimised.
Okay, and do you think, like, maybe there should be some examples within the enforcement of it as well, which you feel is a bit remiss as well?
Well, our incitement to hatred laws were written 30 years ago. You know, Ireland has changed. Ireland is a different country than what it was 30 years ago. We've all been through the ups and the downs. And the makeup of our population, I mean, you only have to look around Dublin perhaps more than anywhere else. I mean, there are certain parts of the north inner city now, certain parts of the north side of Dublin, where, you know, the majority of people are actually were born in another country. I mean, overall, 17% of the people who now call Ireland home were born in another country. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the makeup of our population has changed forever. We have to adapt to that. We've been too slow in adapting to it up until now. We still hear government ministers and we still hear senior government officials and even the Gardaí at some stages talking about the dramatic changes in Ireland and this new phenomenon that has occurred in Ireland. Mm-hmm. It's not new. It's quarter of a century old now.
Yeah,
you know, the immigration influx started 25 years ago. That is not a new phenomenon. So this is no longer an excuse for not updating our laws.
I think as well as that, though, Gerry, I mean, whether the children or people are born here or not, I mean, even if a child could have been born here in his 40s now, and then depending on the colour or the ethnic background, they can still get racism. Because remember,
absolutely. I mean, the one sign of encouragement we always take, Noel, is that, you know, the second generation are mm-hmm. far more confident than the first generation. You've got to remember, their parents had to make, you know, the extraordinarily brave decision to literally, you know, leave everything they know and come to Ireland. So, but I mean, you're right, they've now had children. And I mean, those children, whatever their colour, whatever their religious belief, they are Dublin in every sense of the word.
Because mm-hmm. I remember Phil Lynott talking about it when at that
absolutely.
Time. Going back to the 70s.
The experience of Phil and his family, I mean, these are the experiences which now, I mean, Phil was almost unique for the time that he grew up in, mm-hmm. but it's the experience now for thousands of your listeners.
Okay, and do you think something could be done through more education as well?
It's a multifaceted thing, you know. Like, I mean, we need to respond to racism in every aspect of Irish life. Education has a huge part to play. Training of public officials and all, you know, people who are on the front line of public services, that has a huge part to play. The solidarity we have with our neighbours has a huge part to play. The building up of, you know, a community spirit has a huge part to play. But we also do need strong penalties. People need to know that if they act in a racist or discriminatory manner, that they will be prosecuted and punished.
Okay, the only thing I would find out, I imagine if it's one-to-one, it'd be very hard, but people can get in touch with the Immigrant Council of Ireland if they feel they have been abused in that way.
You can feel, I mean, or indeed if you've just witnessed it, you can come forward to us in complete confidence. We have our frontline staff here. You can contact, you can come to the office, or the easiest way probably that a lot of your listeners will find is simply, because the email address is available 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. just email us at stopracism@immigrantcouncil.ie.
Okay, and the information services is 674-0200. Listen, Gerry, thank you very much for talking to us, and let's hope things get better rather than stay the way they are.
Well, I have to say, we always get a huge response when we do items like this, and our partners in radio have a very important part to play, and we're very grateful for the airspace that programmes such as your own give us to get the message out. So, I mean, the media too has a very positive role to play, and we're delighted that Near FM has always been open to us in getting the message out.
Okay, Gerry, thank you very much for talking to us here today. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And that's Gerry O'Connor, Immigrant Council of Ireland.